Coming up, Balagan Be Gone, your guide to an organized Jewish life, is within reach.
Welcome, everyone, to 613 Books Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Dean. If you enjoy a variety of books with authentic Jewish values, we read you loud and clear. In addition to presenting you with interviews with fascinating authors on this podcast, we check in with a variety of Jewish luminaries who answer that question that you and I ask our friends and family all the time. Read any good books lately? Well, in just a little while, we will check in with this week's What's on My Reading Table contributor, Bracha Bender, the founder and director of an initiative called 100 Fun Things. But first, my special guest this week is Rebecca Saltzman, a personal organization expert and a sustainable lifestyle leader in the Jewish community. Decluttering, reducing waste, and a simplified Jewish life are all married in her premier book, Organized Jewish Life: The Essential Guide to Planning Jewish Holidays, Events, and Every Day. A busy mother of three and entrepreneur, Rebecca knows the struggles of keeping it all together. Pair that with the revolving Jewish calendar, managing all the customs and everyday life, it's easy to drown. Using her expertise as a personal organizer, Rebecca has tackled the seemingly impossible task, making Jewish customs, traditions, and holidays simple with the ultimate checklist for Jewish life. Welcome, Rebecca Saltzman, to 613 Books Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Heather. I'm so glad to be here.
And congratulations on your book. We're happy to be speaking with you about it. So of all the word combinations that you could have opted for with the title alone, the three words organized Jewish life already conveyed structure applied to the whole breadth of the Jewish calendar year and life events. So I'm wondering if you could explain to us how you arrived at the title of your book and how readers should use this book.
So I arrived at the title because basically what this book does is it gives you a whole structure for having an organized Jewish life. And the title just seemed to make the most sense. And I wanted to be concise as possible and as obvious as possible and just really let you know what you were getting when you picked up this book. The subtitle is called The Essential Guide for Planning Jewish Holidays, Events, and Every Day. So I think that makes it even more obvious. But the book is designed as a way to help guide you through the Jewish life cycle in totality. So there's three sections of the book, and the first section is Shabbat and Jewish holidays. The second section is for Jewish life cycle events, and the third section is what I call adulting, which talks about all the things that you need to do to set up your Jewish home and also just background things to help you be organized in general around Judaism, but not necessarily specifically things that are specific to Judaism. So in the first section, I walk you through with checklists on how to prepare for Shabbat and all the Yom Tovs. Because I felt like what happens is people come to me and they're like, how do you manage getting ready for all of these events? And I'm like, with a checklist, because of course, that makes the most sense, right? Like, if you have a checklist with benchmarks that you need to hit, it makes it easier to know where you are in the preparation. And it also helps you from trying to remember everything. It takes the burden off of you. So when you have a checklist, it just allows you to be free to actually complete the task instead of focusing and worrying on if you got everything done. So in the first section, I focus on Shabbat and holidays. The second section is going through the Jewish life cycle event, everything from birth until death. And I try to be as thorough here as possible. Unfortunately, in Jewish literature, there's not a lot of ink covered in how to manage these situations, like how to practically apply organization or just how to practically initiate these events in the Jewish life cycle. How do you manage when you have a birth? What are the things that you can expect? How can you prepare yourself? What are the things you can expect when someone's dying? How can you manage yourself around, like, not necessarily halacha in particular, but just how do you manage around preparing for when somebody dies? How do you help clear out their stuff? How do you sit Shiva? How do you prepare for the end? And what are the things that need to get done? And it seems obvious sometimes, but when you're in a state of anxiety or distress, it's really hard to remember all the things you have to do. And it's really hard to remember just how to manage yourself. And what I found is that in these kind of situations, people are always willing to help you, but it's very hard to ask for help because you don't know what to ask for. So with these pre-designed checklists, it's very easy to be like, oh, look, here's what I need to do. Can you take care of this for me and automate and delegate and pass things off to people who care about you and who are willing to help you? And then all the onus doesn't fall on you.
Right. It's got to be such a great feeling to know that this or that task did not fall through the cracks. And especially, you know, your section on Shabbos and Yom Tov, these are the days we don't do melacha, we don't do creative acts that are forbidden on those particular days. So I can see how panic would set in of, oh my gosh, nobody tore the toilet paper or nobody did this or that. You know, people would blame themselves, whatever. So checklists and charts, it's fantastic. It's nice to have that all in one book. And I'm just wondering if you could give us an example of how one of your checklists or charts saved the day for one of your clients or readers.
So actually, surprisingly, the checklist that's come in handy a lot is the one for getting ready for sitting Shiva, which I know sounds terrible, but it's actually, it's not an occurrence that as a mourner, we are experiencing regularly. So in theory, we know what happens. But in practice, it's like, well, how do I prepare myself for this? Like, once you become a mourner, there are restrictions on the things you can do. So before you become a mourner, you want to make sure you shower, get your nails, because you're not going to be able to do that later on. Also, before you tear kriya, before you cut your garment as a sign of mourning, you want to make sure that you have something underneath your shirt so that, you know, you're not exposing yourself to everybody. There were just a lot of tips and tricks that people felt that that was really, really helpful for them. Because as a community, we don't talk about that. A lot of people have told me that the preparations for pregnancy and pregnancy loss have been really helpful for them. Because again, this is not something as a community we're talking about in a public way. And I'm grateful that those things have helped people because I think it's really important to cover them. And I think that there are ways that you can be prepared for loss.
Right. You know, I see on different groups that I belong to, a lot of mothers and fathers, and they'll ask for tips on the bar mitzvah, the wedding, and just again, if it's the first one of theirs. So it's just so handy in your book to have all of these life events and all of these aspects of the Jewish calendar and life cycle. It's really, really super helpful. One of the aspects of your book, it's not necessarily about the Jewish holidays and observances, but it is about the capsule wardrobe, which feeds into things that you're passionate about. It feeds into zero waste, which is a movement that you're so well known for in the Jewish world for bringing to our attention. But the capsule wardrobe, if you could just talk a little bit about that and how that helps us as in our organized Jewish life and just to be better to ourselves and kinder to the planet, maybe.
Sure. I mean, listen, the environment in Judaism is a basic tenet. We have a responsibility as Jews to be stewards of the earth. That is our obligation. And I definitely cover that in the section on Shavuot. But what I think that people forget is that more is not always better. In fact, it's often never better. It's mostly not better. People think more is more, right? More is better. But it's actually not. Less is actually more. And our sages say that, you know, more possessions, more worries. So what I have found is that with capsule wardrobes, is that having a capsule wardrobe allows us to make fewer decisions throughout the day, and it makes it easier for us to maintain a more simple is not even the right word, an easier lifestyle. Because when you have fewer clothes and all of the things go together, all the pieces match, and when you curate your best collection of things, it enables you to really spend less time figuring out what you're going to wear and more time focusing on the things that are more important. But also, it frees up your brain power to make decisions that really are more important. You don't want to use up all your brain power first thing in the morning when you're trying to figure out what to wear. When it's obvious what it is, what you have to wear, then it makes it simple to get dressed and to go about your day in a way that is organized.
Right. And also, you know, when we talk about the capsule wardrobe, one of the things I love about your book, now, when you get your copy of the book to our listeners, just head over to page 269 This is all about what the capsule wardrobe is. And one of the things I love about this is that you acknowledge that what we're all thinking about our wardrobes, which is, oh, I'm just going to save these pieces for when I lose weight, or I'm just going to save these pieces for when it comes back into style, or any number of things.
It's a big issue. I think that most people are always holding out hope for the just in case. But I think that what's really important to remember is God will always give you what you need. We live in a time of great abundance. And when you can say, I'm not using this right now, I'll pass my blessing on to somebody else, and know that God will give you what you need when you need it, either he'll give you the money or he'll pass something on to you, it makes a big difference in how you can go about your relationship with your stuff.
Right. Rebecca, in the time that we have remaining, I also want to acknowledge that organized Jewish life, it also covers, okay, it covers the Jewish home, whether it's the rooms we use, the bills we pay, all the circumstances, traveling and emergencies, everything else. But you also mentioned adulting before. You offer tons of decision-making advice. So from your professional experience, how has your advice or decision-making guidance helped your clients or readers?
I think that what happens is like, I've done all the work for you. So when you're in a situation that's sticky or you don't know how to navigate, there's these guidelines that are there where you can just refer to them. Like, what do I do if I have a car accident? What do I do if I have like a laundry issue? What do I do if I'm renting an apartment and I'm not sure if I'm, you know, getting a good place? How do I know? What am I looking for even? So I've just consolidated all of the information into one helpful book. And really what it does is it just gives you a starting point. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's a starting point of how to practically apply all the things that you need to know.
That's so fantastic. And we have in our show notes how people can get their own copy of your book. And also, you should know to my listeners that Rebecca has put out a very attractive password organizer, which I recommend you get your hands on. And also, Rebecca, you have a Shabbat and holiday planner. So how do our listeners get these as well, Rebecca?
So if you live in Israel, the book is exclusively available at Pomerantz. If you live in Israel, also, you can buy it on Amazon or anywhere else on Amazon. And there are Jewish bookstores throughout the United States that are presently carrying the book also.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca Saltzman, for telling us about your exciting new book, Organized Jewish Life, on 613 Books Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And every week, Rebecca helps people all over the world from all different denominations declutter their lives in popular virtual decluttering sessions, Power Hours. She's thrilled for her new book to impact lives in a new way and help people find happiness and peace beneath all of the clutter. And you can follow Rebecca on Instagram at BalaganBeGone. You can also listen to her terrific podcast, Journey to Organization.
And now, it's time to find out what is on the reading table of today's brightest Jewish luminaries.
And this week's What's on My Reading Table contributor, Bracha Bender, is someone I know as a multi-talented writer and visionary. She's also the founder and director of 100 Fun Things. 100 Fun Things helps Jewish women have more fun and creates lives filled with friendship and meaning through creative events and courses, including the Party Bus, the Artist's Way, the Wild Writers Club, and more. To connect with Bracha and get in the know about 100 Fun Things events, WhatsApp her directly at 053-521-3036 or visit 100funthings.com. That's the number 100 followed by the words funthings.com. Okay, Bracha Bender, what's on your reading table?
Hi, Heather. On my reading table is Inviting God In, Celebrating the Soul Meaning of the Jewish Holy Days by Rabbi David Aaron. I was lucky enough to be Rabbi David Aaron's student when I was a teenager, even though everybody else in Israelite, his program at that time was in their 20s. He influenced my life more than almost any other teacher I've had because he asked the most important question I have ever asked myself, which is, when I say the word God, what am I talking about? Those are the lenses through which I perceive everything that happens to me and even who I am. In this particular book, he talks about the Jewish holidays. Every chapter discusses what we can really get out of the holiday, not just in terms of rituals or practices, but in terms of the stories and the beliefs and the potential that we can access in our lives. Whenever a Jewish holiday comes along, I pull out inviting God in one more time because those ideas never get old. And that's what's on my reading table.
Thanks, Bracha. You know, Rabbi Aaron is a teacher and author whom I hold in high esteem. In fact, I interviewed him many times on At Home in Jerusalem, the podcast that I produced and hosted before developing 613 Books podcast. And you, my listeners, can find those interviews in the archives on your favorite podcast platform among my catalog of past podcasts. And that's what's on the shelf this week at 613 Books podcast. I'm Heather Dean. Thanks for listening.
613 Books podcast is produced and hosted by Heather Dean. Senior producer and director of operations, Greg Cohen. Consulting producer, Yisca Roth. Show announcer, Michael Doniger. Remember to like and subscribe to our show on your favorite app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your own preferred app, and never miss an episode. You can find all episodes of 613 Books podcast by visiting our website, heatherdeanproductions.com.